Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we just wanted to acknowledge some things this week before we started with our regular episode. We felt like it would be right and appropriate for us to say we understand that the world is a heartbreaking place right now.
Yeah.
And we are grieved and we are heartbroken and we are listening and looking for ways to stand with our Black brothers and sisters during this time. So the fact that we're doing this episode of the podcast does not mean that we are trying to ignore what is happening.
No, not at all. And I think y'all, hopefully y'all know that, y'all know our hearts, but we didn't want to jump right in with our normal and not acknowledge it at all because we are aware of it. But also in the words of Jamie Golden, we know that you come to us for butts. And so we want to continue to provide that during this time. Just a little bit of a lighter side, like it's heavy and it's weighty, but you also have to take care of yourself because I wasn't sleeping good at night. And I think you have to kind of come up and take a breath and then dive back in.
Well, and I think also we know that our role typically is to look for the joy in the day to day, and there can be heartache and heartbreak, and there can still be joy in the day to day. So we don't want to ignore either. So know that for our brothers and sisters who are hurting right now, we are hurting as well with you. We are praying for you. And I would say this, I think it's hard sometimes if we feel like we don't know what to say, we don't know how to comfort, we don't know how to help. And so I wanted to mention that this past winter, I was at a retreat in California and I met a woman named Lucretia Berry. And Lucretia has a curriculum that you can subscribe to online, and it is an anti-racism curriculum. It is for women, for men, and there's also a course for children. So if you're looking for something proactive to do and to participate in, I cannot recommend her and her wisdom and her curriculum enough. So we'll put a link up for that. And anything else, Mel, you feel like we need to mention?
I think the other, and I put it in my stories today, but it won't be there. But if you go to Priscilla Shire and Tony Evans, they had a great conversation. And so I think it's another place. And I've trusted them for so much of my spiritual growth that I trust them in this. And those are voices I really want to listen to. So if you're looking for resources or whatever, that's a good place to go.
We said it at the beginning of the pandemic, not really ever anticipating that we would be in this place right now, but together we can get through anything. And
that's right.
And we will, but it's going to take a lot of humility. It's going to take a lot of listening. I'm talking about personally on my end of things, on Melanie's end of things. And we're committed to both of those things. And I'm committing to doing the work that we need to do in order to make sure that our hearts are in a place that are inclined toward healing and toward helping, as opposed to quick fixing. So,
yes. And I'll end with this is I think, do not lose sight of the fact that God is still sovereign and he is still good and that he is still on his throne, and that prayer is to me such a key. I think we throw that out of like prayers, but really, if there's ever been a time to pray for our country and to pray for healing and to pray for the Spirit to move, this is that time.
All righty, y'all. We love y'all. And we are about to kick off episode 187. Okay, so we're back again. Hey.
So we're back. So I'm going to tell you, okay, I've got a couple of things going on.
Oh, right, I'm so eager to hear what's going on.
Well, the first thing is our high school is able to have a graduation ceremony. So we're having an outdoor ceremony.
Okay.
And then we typically, because Perry's on school board, we typically have a couple of people back to the house every year, and we've opted to do that and have a couple of people back after the deal. But this was a last minute thing because we weren't sure, like, are people going to want to do that? And it's not a big group, but it's like, like, it's like six of us. So it's like, do we want to do that? Or do we feel good about that? So we decided last minute. So I'm going to say that I, all of a sudden last night, Perry was like, I think people are coming over. So I have been scrambling, and I'm going to tell you that I sent a message to our friend Jamie at Family Savvy and asked her what she would do.
I cannot wait to hear what is about to happen.
Because I think Caroline and I are going to graduation tonight, which we normally don't. So this has kind of become tradition that everybody comes back. Well, normally I'm home, but I was like, okay, I need stuff that, so when I'm getting here at the same time as everybody else, I need stuff that can be cold and can be ready to go, and that I don't have to do a lot of prep, you know, like it just needs to be done. So my, you know, my go-to is always like chips, guacamole, salsa, but I was like, I don't know. And like, everybody's not, it's going to be late. So it's like, I don't know how hungry everybody's going to be. So I just said, Jamie, what would you do?
Oh,
and I'm going to tell you
this was a wise call on your part. This was your best wise decision in this instance.
I've never felt better about it, because she immediately came back with and had like, it was like a 4-step plan for me.
Okay. I want to hear.
So she told me, she said, I would do my black bean and feta dip that's on her blog. So I did that, which is very much like our Southwest bean salad.
It's yes, like that we love.
Black bean, corn, the whole deal. She's like, it's cold. It's better the longer it sits. You can make it the morning. You can make it the day before. It'll be ready. You can pull it out of the fridge. She said, you've got to serve it with Frito scoops. Done.
And I will say.
Yes.
I bought some street corn dip last week. I don't know that there is anything better with I don't know what the key ingredient has to do. Maybe with a tangy cheese than a Frito. The Frito is magical where there is tangy cheese involved in your dip.
Yes, it is, because it's the perfect amount of salt. Mm-hmm. And a Frito scoop is just such an excellent.
It's really an excellent vessel.
It's an excellent vessel to deliver the dip safely to your mouth.
That's exactly like right. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to crack. It's not going to break. It's sturdy. It's a sturdy vehicle. And so you've got to serve it with the Frito scoops. And then she suggested that what I do in addition to that is do her, which she has, we'll link to all this. It's on her blog, but also to do her redneck charcuterie.
Okay. I've seen her do that before online, I feel like.
Yes, which is a pimento cheese that you can do homemade, which I did not do homemade because I can get Palmetto's jalapeno. She suggested my three sons' pimento cheese. She thinks that's the best.
I'm prone to agree.
Okay. They did not have that at Central Market. Mm-hmm. So that was not something I had access to. She also wanted me to get Kaneka sausage. There again, that's an Alabama sausage. Sure. So also something I don't have access to.
Right.
But we have elk sausage. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing that. So it's like you do a tray, it's saltines, and then you do some sort of like dill pickle, sweetened sour pickle, and then like a jalapeno or a candied jalapeno. And then you have a bowl of pimento cheese, and then you have the sausage. So people can layer that on a saltine. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Central Market, and that Mary's Gone crackers, you know, I think those are such good crackers.
I love those crackers.
They have a jalapeno one.
What?
Listen, it will change your life. It's so good. I tried them for the first time last night. I just had happened to pick them up at Central Market, and I was like, I'm going to try these and see if they're good. They're so good because they have a little bit of spice, but they're not super spicy, but they just give a little bit of something to anything you eat them with. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So she suggested that. She also suggested that I could do her Houston spinach and artichoke dip, which I bought the stuff for, but I've decided not to, because I just think I'm going to have plenty with what I have.
Okay.
I think we're going to have enough. And then she suggested that I make her strawberry brownies for dessert.
Oh, those always look delicious, and I've never tried them.
Yes. Well, they were so easy. So I just made them. That's why I told you to wait a few minutes, because I had pulled the brownies out of the oven, and then you make a glaze for them. So it's essentially, you get a box strawberry cake mix. You add like 2 eggs, some oil. It's real thick, and you spread it in a pan. And so they cook up like brownies, and then you just make a powdered sugar glaze that you put over the top. So I feel like, and then I'm going to do a little bowl of nuts and a bowl of olives and some other stuff. But I felt like Jamie guided me through what was really a time that my brain was having a hard time processing what to do. And I feel real good about it.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I think it's the perfect, because everybody's going to have eaten dinner. So it's that whole thing of, you're just going to want like a little something because it's light. And so I felt like those are the perfect, and I feel like that has a good, she just did such a good job of guiding me on, that's all stuff I can immediately pull out of the fridge. Like, I've already got my sausages cut up. I've got everything ready to go. And it's something that would appeal to everybody because we're going to have men and women. So I feel like it's a good array of stuff. And then I did buy these. I was going to make chocolate chip cookies or something chocolate. And I was like, I just don't have that in me today. And
right.
So I bought these Lacey cookies that I really like at Central Market that are like a dark chocolate almond, real thin, crunchy. So there's a chocolate something too.
I love a dark chocolate, especially when, if you've got some kind of dark chocolate dessert, especially I feel like after dinner, there's something about that that's extra delicious. Now, my mama's favorite go-to in these kinds of situations, I can see her right now going, I'm just going to whip up a batch of bacon-wrapped dates. That was her favorite thing.
And Jamie recommended that too. That's so funny. But I was like, that sounds too labor-intensive.
Well, it does. But listen, and I can remember being in high school and being like, oh, you know, bacon-wrapped dates. I'm going to tell you that if I found myself today in front of a tray of bacon-wrapped dates, I would embarrass myself. I would embarrass my family line. I don't know what it is about them, but there are few things I find as delicious as a bacon-wrapped date. And if you put a bacon-wrapped date on a salty cracker, So I love that Jamie recommended that. It's one of my, like, one of my favorite things. I think they're so good.
You know, well, I'm looking at her blog now, and you know what I think she actually recommended? I was thinking bacon wrapped. She did say dates, but she also said on her blog, and I'm looking at the recipe, a bacon wrapped brown sugar crusted little sausage.
There is nothing wrong with that.
I mean, that is, that's like a trifecta, bacon wrapped brown sugar crusted little sausage.
That sounds delicious.
That sounds, listen, I'm going to do that at some point. I was like that. I didn't want to get into the logistics of wrapping bacon with something. I just
felt
like too much for my brain to process right now. But
I understand.
But I'm going to put that one on the back burner for another time.
Well, that sounds delicious. You're well prepared. I feel like.
Well, I feel so good. And it's just all because it was stressing me out because, you know, part of it is you like to have everything kind of out and ready when people get here. And I was like, I'm literally going to get home probably at the same time everybody's getting here. And it was just kind of figuring out, like, what do you do? So anyway, Jamie, family savvy strikes again, helped me with the whole plan, but it was delightful. She guided me in my chip selection, my cracker selection, the whole deal.
Now, what will you do with Piper and Mabel while you have company?
We will, I'm assuming, we'll probably just leave them in the backyard.
Okay.
Assuming everybody comes through the front door. But people do like to use our back door when we have that option. But, you know, we have our, like, a side yard that is kind of become, it's a dog run. So we can put them there.
Okay.
And then it gives them space to run back and forth. So we can always put them there while people are coming and going.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
They won't like it, but no, they won't like it, but it'll be okay. And it's been hard times for them because they have not had a walk. Now, they didn't have a walk yesterday, and I don't think they're getting a walk today. So I feel kind of bad about it, but we've just been super busy. And then Caroline started her summer job today, and so we've got that going on. So it feels like we got a lot happening all of a sudden, which is it's really not that much, but in light of what we've just been through, it feels like, man, I got a lot happening.
Right. I'm just so busy. I've got two things to do today.
Yes. That's it. I was like, oh man, I'm up. Like this morning, it was funny because she said, will you pack my lunch for me just so I don't have to? And I was like, okay. And I got up and I was like, oh my gosh, it feels so good to just be up and making a sandwich this morning. You know,
that feeling will last for 2 days.
Yeah. I don't think it's even going to last till tomorrow, but today it felt good to be like up. And then I was like, I'm getting out. I'm going to the grocery store. I'm getting stuff done. And I mean, I was like, I've been more productive today than I think I've been in the 3 months prior.
Well, I got up this morning and went walking, and then I had to run a few things to different friends' house. Like I had a few little deliveries to make, things I needed to drop off and whatnot. And then I went to the grocery store, which for some reason felt like the first time in a long time I've been in the grocery store. I don't really know what that was about. And then came home and had several calls this afternoon. So I don't know. I feel like I need a Filofax or something. I feel like I need to put some notes in my planner. It's just, it's been a busy day.
We're very busy. We're very, very busy. Well, I had had a day. So here's my other thing that I had going on. So I'd had a day last week where it was really my first day, I feel like, the pandemic. And since kind of things had been lifted where I was like, I really had like a list of errands, and a okay. lot of it was stuff. It was random stuff. Like I'd ordered a bra from Nordstrom Rack that I didn't like. So like I needed to take it back, and now Nordstrom Rack is open again. So I could go take it back. And then, I don't remember. I had to go pick up dry. I had to drop off dry cleaning. I had to pick stuff up. I was mailing stuff off, you know, just one of those mm-hmm. where you have all stuff too. So here's where I have to make a true confession of something that I did during quarantine that I'm not proud of, but I'm just going to go ahead and admit because y'all are my friends and this is a safe space.
Okay.
So I got caught up in some Instagram stories that were being done by a fashion blogger, and I ended up ordering online from Walmart an Ellen DeGeneres chambray romper.
You said a lot of things just now. You said a lot of things. I'm still stuck on ordering from Walmart because I know with you. Now, if I had said I'd ordered from Walmart, whatever. But you are not typically a Walmart orderer.
No, I'm not. I'm not a Walmart shopper.
Right.
I don't go to Walmart. It's not a place that I, it's just not my go-to. I don't like either of our nearby Walmarts. I think they're both gross. And so, but this romper, it was chambray and it looked so cute on this fashion blogger. And I forgot for a moment that all of them, number one, strategically know how to filter and Photoshop those pictures to make everything look darling.
Right.
Plus they're all like a 00. So everything just looks darling on them. And I was like, well, that looks so cute. I think that I would really like that chambray romper. Here's the other thing. All I've worn are like athletic shorts for the last 3 months. So like, where do I think all of a sudden I'm going to put on this chambray romper to like lounge around my house?
Sure. Yeah. But it's an ambitious, fashion item is what I will say.
It did. It felt, and then when I clicked on it and I realized, I was like, huh, it's Ellen DeGeneres brand, which isn't typically a clothing brand that I buy. Not that I think there's anything wrong with the Ellen DeGeneres clothing brand. It's just not one of my go-to, you know, it's not one of my go-to things. Frankly, I didn't even know Ellen DeGeneres had a clothing brand.
Okay.
But I didn't let any of that deter me because it was like $25 and I was like, it's cute. It looks so cute, whatever. So it comes in the mail from Walmart online and I try it on. And here's the thing. It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's, but I just, the more I looked at it, I was like, it's not that I didn't really like it. It was just that I had a real talk with myself of like, am I really going to ever, is this going to ever be my go-to to put on to do anything?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I have a strict no shorts at a restaurant policy just because I don't want to have to,
yes.
I don't have to worry about how I'm sitting.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I'm like, and I'm not going to wear it around the house because I would basically feel like I was dressed up for prom at this point in this chambray romper.
Not for prom, for your after party.
Yeah. And it gets into the logistics of a romper. If you got to pull the whole thing down every time you need to go to the bathroom and it's got buttons up the front. And I was like, I don't see this being a go-to. So on this day where I was running errands, I was like, what I'm going to have to do is actually go to Walmart and go return this item.
Okay.
So I drive to our Walmart. I go in. I put on my face mask, of course. I go into Walmart. I go to the customer service. I hand them this online romper. And what Walmart tells me is they currently are not taking back any apparel items because of COVID-19.
Okay. So what'd you do with it?
Well, I kept it.
Okay.
So they told me, so basically they said, we'll take it back after COVID-19 if you want to hold on to it, or you can keep it, or you can call Walmart corporate, which I'm like, okay, dear sir, it just took me 10 years to call AT&T. So if you think I'm going to deal with Walmart corporate, you got another thing coming. So I looked, and I have to say that in that moment, I was just not happy. And I like pulled down my face mask and I said, well, this feels ridiculous. And then I walked out. So what I'm going to say is I'm just admitting in a lot of areas, I was not my best self.
Okay.
Ordering a Walmart denim romper on a whim, going to Walmart to return it, getting upset at Walmart, which, listen, I get it. It's hard times. We're all trying to figure it out.
Right.
I have grace for that. But in that moment, it was like, well, now I'm stuck with this chambray romper. And so all that to say, now I own a chambray romper. And so if you see me in it, just know that it's because I couldn't return it to Walmart and I decided I needed to get my $25 out of it.
Could Caroline wear it?
I don't think she would.
Well, there it is.
In fact, I feel certain that she would not.
Okay. Would Gully wear it?
Gully might, but when I called Gully to tell her, because I called Gully when I left, and I said, "Well, I'm leaving Walmart." And she goes, "Why are you leaving Walmart?" Because she knows me. She's like, "Why were you at Walmart?" And I said, "Because I ordered the chambray romper." And she goes, "I'm sorry." She said, "I'm going to need you to repeat that whole sentence." And she said, "I don't want you to think that I'm judging you." And I said, "No, you absolutely should judge me." She goes, "It just feels very unlike you." And I said, "Well, the pandemic has made us all do things that are very unlike us."
Well, maybe there will be an occasion. Maybe you could wear it tonight. Maybe you could throw it on when the school board comes over.
I think at the end of the day, here's my problem with it. When I put it on, I was like, it really doesn't look that different on me than it looked on this fashion blogger necessarily. Like, it's not that it's not cute, but I, number one, I knew it was a sign because Caroline was home and I thought, do I want to go ask Caroline what she thinks about this?
No,
and
you do not.
My heart immediately told me, no, you do not. You don't, your self-esteem doesn't need that hit
right.
today.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, I immediately thought about those one piece, and I bet your grandpa wore them too. I thought it's reminiscent of those one piece coveralls that my grandpa used to wear.
Oh, Papa Davis loved him some coveralls. Yes, ma'am.
With the collar and it.
Yes, ma'am.
Up the front and it had pockets.
And a belt. It had a belt that went with it.
Yes. And the shorts on it are just a little too long. Like, and I'm not one to wear short, but it's like a, it's a length that they either need to be, they need to be about an inch shorter.
Okay.
But there again. So anyway, all that to say, that was my, that's one of my pandemic mistakes.
Well, and I will say, as we've been talking, my friend Casey this morning, I met her in a parking lot because she wasn't home to give her something. And she was wearing a cute, like, workout tank top. And she said, "I really love these tank tops. I got this tank top. I got it at Walmart."
Oh.
She said, "It's a little bit longer in the back." And so and she said, "So I think I'm going to go back and get some more." And I was like, "Well, what brand is it?" And so she said, "Look." And so I did. And it was Athletic Works. And so anyway, okay. She just texted me a minute ago and she said, "I'm at Walmart. Do you want to try one of these tanks?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And she sent me a picture. And there's a gray, there's kind of a berry color, a turquoise, a lime green, and a peach. And I said, "I'll take a berry color." So I'm going to try a workout tank from Walmart. Stay tuned, everyone.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear. I mean, the thing was, is that while I was in Walmart, I did walk over and I perused their Secret Treasure pajamas.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I know you love them.
And I
was really tempted, but I decided at that point, I was like, I don't need to buy anything. And I've got plenty of pajamas and I don't need to buy these right now. And so I didn't, because I was like, now I feel like I've wasted money on this $25 Ellen DeGeneres chambray romper.
That you can't return. You can't return it. You cannot return that romper.
I cannot return that romper, and it's fine. And maybe I'll end up wanting to wear it at some point this summer. There's a lot of summer ahead of us. Maybe it'll be a good fall transition piece. Maybe I could wear it in the fall.
No, it won't. No, it won't. But if we do get to see each other this summer, which Lord, please let it be.
Yes.
I'm going to need you to, that needs to be an outfit for something that we do.
Okay.
I don't know what, but I'm going to.
I'll pack it.
Okay.
The chambray romper. So
okay.
That's that. So we've had that going on. And then the last thing that we've had going on.
Just so much. There's so much.
Listen, it's crazy. When you get out in the real world and things are happening,
right.
It's amazing that there are things happening.
Right. Hey y'all, it's me here for a quick break in the podcast to talk to you actually about one of our favorite topics, which is books. Y'all know Melanie and I like to read, and we specifically love a good young adult fiction novel, and that is why I am so happy to tell you about a book called Beyond the Break, which is all about the meaning of faith and all about teenage romance and how that integrates into a life of faith. It's perfect for fans of Sarah Dessen, Sadie Robertson, and really it asks the question, can you fall in love, be a teenager, and also be a good Christian? If you have young women in your life, they would love this book, but grown women will also love this book. It's a funny and gorgeous debut novel about a girl experiencing her first love, well, her second love, if you count her faith, and that's where things may get complicated. Manhattan Beach native Lavette has two rules in her life. One, no surfing, not after her brother's accident. And two, absolutely no dating. And going into her junior year of high school, she's pretty happy with that arrangement. She has friends, she has her church youth group, and she has God to fall back on when things get dicey. But after Jake Evans walks into her life, Jake Evans, following those two simple rules gets a lot more complicated, because Jake is that boy who is handsome and sweet, and he unlocks the part of Lavette that wants nothing more than to surf the waves again. And as their relationship grows, she starts to question what it means to be faithful to her family, to her God, and to herself. This book is funny. It has tons of heart. It has such realistic dialogue. The teenagers in this book talk like teenagers talk, which makes it super fun to read. And Heather Bukta, who is the author, has just done a phenomenal job. It's something you can buy for the young women in your life and for yourself that is enjoyable, and it's funny and it's engaging, and it also asks some deeper questions. So you can read an extended excerpt now for free, $3. And all you have to do that is to visit penguinrandomhouse.com. Again, an extended free excerpt by going to penguinrandomhouse.com. It's a good one. Back to episode 187.
So Caroline, she had a dentist appointment last week, because we can do that again. And so I took her to the dentist, and I was sitting. So the dentist, the way it works is now, is like, she went in and then I just had to sit out in the hallway and wait for her. Like, they don't want you in the waiting room.
Right.
So I was sitting out in the hallway, and like, I'm just thinking she's getting her teeth cleaning or whatever. And the dentist comes out, who we love. He comes out and he's like, yeah, so anyway, it's going to be a great, I mean, I think, yeah, let's go ahead and take those wisdom teeth out next Friday. And I was like,
okay,
what? And he was like, yeah, wisdom teeth are ready. Let's go ahead and we can take them out next Friday. Is that work? So Caroline's getting her wisdom teeth out this week.
Okay. This is the season.
It's the season.
And Alex is going to need to get, he's going to need to get his out. And I don't have an appointment yet, but I need to get on that because he needs to get it done this summer. But his friend Ella got hers out a couple of weeks ago. There have been several kids lately from his grade who have gotten their wisdom teeth out, because, you know, they all have to video themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Or their parents video them, I should say,
yeah,
afterwards.
We've already talked about, like, what do we think she's going to do? Like, is she going to be loopy? Is she going to be? And I was like, I don't know. I guess we'll see what you're going to do. But it's funny, though, but doesn't it feel earlier than we got our wisdom teeth out? Because I didn't get mine out till like my senior year of college. So are they taking the wisdom teeth earlier than
they used? I believe they are, because I was the same way. I don't remember my wisdom teeth coming in until I was in college, for one thing. And then I did not get, well, here's the situation. If we want to go all the way boring with this anecdote, is I had two that came in really straight, and then I had two that did not. And so when they took out, I don't know, I want to say right after I finished college, maybe. And then the other one, I did not get taken out, and I don't even really know why, until maybe like 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Huh. It stayed with me for a while. Okay. And then two, it I still was. Have. So.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess with Caroline, they said, because they took all four of mine when they took, but it was like my senior year of college. Mm-hmm. I do remember that. I was like 21. But they said with Caroline, they're going to take all four of hers, but they said they like to get them now before the root grows down into the nerve. So like, this is the perfect time, because I guess it means that your recovery is easier, because you're taking them, but the root hasn't grown into the nerve.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so she's getting that done. So I ordered her this device this thing on Amazon that's like a headband that wraps around your head, that's got two ice packs that hold in at your cheeks. So you Velcro it around your head. So I've been trying to prep so that we have all our wisdom teeth supplies.
Ella used one of those things, and I think they had a really a pretty structured little regimen for her to follow, and it went beautifully.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we're gearing up for that, but it is a good time. I mean, I told her, I was like, it's a good time to get it done, because she doesn't really have any soccer right now, and we're not in school, and she's got a job, but she's working Tuesdays, Wednesdays. So it's like, that gives her time to recover before she has to go back to work. So I was like, this is as good a time as any. So, cause I said, you'd rather do it now than wait and do it over Christmas break, cause then that's how you spend your whole Christmas break.
I think that's great. I'm going to make myself a note to call. I even have the slip, the referral slip for the oral surgeon. I just haven't made the appointment yet. Okay. So I'm writing that down right now. Well, we have not had much going on. We ended up going down to the beach last week. I think last Wednesday, we mm-hmm. were kind of looking for a time when we might be able to go this summer. But Alex starts back with football next week, and then that sort of runs the schedule for a little bit, except for just a couple of weeks. And so I kind of resigned myself and thought, well, that's just not going to work. It's not going to be something we get to do this year. And then my sister-in-law, Rose, called me one day, I don't remember when, just to say that their condo, where they stay a great deal of the time, which they don't rent or anything, was going to be open. And so because it was open, we just decided to go, just to change the scenery. And
I don't blame you.
So David and Alex rode down in Alex's car, and I rode down with Hazel. Now, Hazel is traditionally not a great traveler. It's really not her favorite thing.
Shocking.
But let me tell you what. So the vet gave me the last time she was at the, that she had to go to the vet, they were like, anytime she's really going to do anything, you know, a little bit out of her normal routine, just maybe give her a half of one of these pills, Hazel's nerve pills. And so that morning that we were leaving, and we had to get out of the house pretty early because we had painters coming to paint the kitchen and the den and the laundry room, which that's a whole other story that we may or may not get to today. It looks great. The painting part is fine. It's just, it is now become a domino thing where, like, well, now we need to do this. You know how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I gave Hazel half a pill, and let me tell you what, she was a delight. She was, I mean, just a joy. And David and Alex got so tickled because occasionally if we would pass one another on the interstate, a lot of the time she's just sort of sitting up on the seat, looking, taking it in, breezy. Not nervous, not upset. And I folded both of my seats down so that I could put her bed kind of in the back of the car so she would have a place. She was not interested. She wanted to be up front where I was. And sometimes she slept. Sometimes she looked. She was just as relaxed as she could be. And she truthfully, she has always loved the beach. I took her when she was very, very little, when I was working on a book. And that's the plus of it being Scott and Rose's condo, is that we can take the dog. And and she really does. She gets so excited when she's there. It just, she loves the elevator. She loves the whole thing. And so anyway, so Hazel and I had a fantastic trip down to Perdido. And we heard that it was super crowded in Orange Beach and in Gulf Shores, but in Perdido, which is kind of off to the side of Pensacola, where we were, it was not crowded at all. And so it was great. It was a beautiful weather the whole time. Mm-hmm. Just being able to get up and sunscreen up and go down to the pool. I don't know. It was a real, it was just a good little refresher.
That's nice.
And so again, David and Alex rode home together, and I was going to stay and write for a couple of days. And then the after they left, I was kind of like, I got too much going on at home. I need to get back because I needed to do some corrections for the audiobook and needed to get my car to the body shop for where it got broken into a couple of weeks ago. So I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and go back. So Hazel and I drove back yesterday. I woke up. I gave her a half of her nerve pill. And again, she was just so pleasant. She was really just such a good little travel companion. The only thing was, because I was not following David and Alex, I couldn't stop because I couldn't take her in places with me.
Which
means that I drove 4 hours. I did not stop to go to the bathroom, which means that when I got to our exit, I called Alex and I said, I'm going to need you to meet me in the driveway.
Yeah,
I'm going to need you to just go ahead and handle Hazel because I'm gonna need to make haste to get inside.
I can't even believe you made it that far.
I can't either.
Wow, that's impressive.
Oh, it was. Listen, Alex said, Mama, how long did you ride in the car needing to go to the bathroom? And I said, when we were at Flemington, which you've been to Flemington, that's where we saw the sign that says, I trust in God and keep to myself.
Yeah.
at Flemington. I had to go to the bathroom, which is a solid probably two and a half hours from home. Not bad. I just was like, it wouldn't be a bad option. But I pulled off at a rest stop thinking maybe that would be an option. But then there was a sign that said no pets. So I just looped back around to the interstate and didn't drink anything, you know, just...
Which is the worst, because I like to have road trip snacks and drinks.
Me,
you know?
Too. I like to have a drink with a straw. I just like something to sip on. But anyway, but we made it. It was great. It was fine. I have learned that the key to successful travel with Hazel is a half of a pill. And that really, it just takes the edge off. Mm-hmm. She is not panicked. She is not anxious. She is not bothered by anything that she sees. She is just happy to be along for the ride. And it was great.
Okay. So I think the real question becomes, where can the rest of us get one of these pills that Hazel took?
Seriously. God.
Hypothetically speaking, if a person wanted that.
If a person wanted that, you'd have to talk to a veterinarian.
Okay. Well.
So that was a good little change in the.
That's good.
In the week. Or in the last few months, that was something else. I mean, just to pack a suitcase, I was like, what is this wonder? Like,
yeah,
how about it? Packing a suitcase?
I feel like I wouldn't even know, like, what to do. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
I know. It was something. And, of course, you know, if you're packing for the beach, that's the best because you just need a decent enough pair of shorts to go out in public in. Although we only went out to eat one night and we went to a place where we could sit outside. And then every other night that we ate out, well, I think we did eat out every night, but we got takeout and just brought it back to the condo. It was so relaxing and good.
That's so nice.
Really just pajamas and swimsuits. That's pretty much what you need.
That's the best kind of trip. Pajamas and swimsuits is right up my, if you add in a chambray romper, you would really have everything.
I'm just sorry I didn't have one. Hey y'all, me again. Back to talk to you about one of our very favorite discoveries in 2020. Because as you know, Melanie and I love beauty products. We love skincare. We are always on the lookout for something that is going to change our lives in some positive way. And in light of the fact that we have so many choices, it is great to find a brand that not only has great products, but is doing really good work as well. And that is why we have grown to love Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics products are made with high-performance, skin-loving ingredients. Their clinically proven formulas highlight your best features with long-lasting wear. And all Thrive products are formulated without parabens, without sulfates, and without phthalates. And in addition to the fact that we have grown super fond of the makeup from Thrive, I have made no secret of my deep and abiding affection for their mascara, which is fantastic. They also have really wonderful skincare. Specifically, their Bright Balance 3-in-1 Cleanser has become a new favorite for Melanie and for me. It is a multitasking, pH-balanced, gentle formula that removes long-wearing, waterproof makeup and leaves your skin feeling soft, glowing, and never stripped or dry. And y'all, I don't just love this cleanser for taking off makeup. I love this cleanser just in the day-to-day. If I come in from a walk and feel super sweaty and grimy, I love to use this cleanser just to refresh my face a little bit. And I didn't experience any kind of adjustment period with it. You know, sometimes when you switch to a new cleanser, you might have a breakout or your skin might feel a little dry. And that is not the case at all with this 3-in-1 cleanser. It also has this citrus element that is super pleasing to smell. It feels so good on your skin. And Melanie and I are both big fans. Plus, Thrive Cosmetics never tests on animals. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics helps women in need thrive by donating funds or products. Their causes include women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, and women fighting cancer. So you can feel good not only about your products that you're using, but you can feel good about the work that this company is doing. So start thriving and help women in need today by going to thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo and using the promo code BIGBOO for 15% off your first purchase. That's Thrive, C-A-U-S-E, medics.com/BIGBOO and use the promo code BIGBOO for 15% off. thrivecosmetics.com/BIGBOO, promo code BIGBOO. We love it. Here's the rest of episode 187. But
I know.
But you know, I love to be outside at the beach. It's just one of my favorite things. And mm-hmm. so that's just always good medicine for me, is just some sun and some water. And I think that's true for so many people. And so it was good to be around both. And it was a fun time. And it was also, David and I realized when we got there, it was also our 23rd. I got it wrong while we were there. Our 23rd wedding anniversary was Sunday.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. So, which is weird because that's close to 25, which is like, I remember my parents' 25th wedding anniversary, and officially they were old at that point. Yeah. Like, they were really.
Well, I hate to break it to you.
I hate to be the first to tell you, ma'am.
Hey, I have some news for you. I know Perry and I'll be 23 years in August because we're right behind y'all.
Something else.
It is. It's crazy. It is. Because you're like, well, that is a long time. And Perry would tell you it doesn't feel a day over 84 years that we've been together.
David would tell you it's been the best 19 years of his life.
Oh, God.
But we were talking when we were down there. You know, I have not made any secret of the fact that the first 3 years of marriage were really, really hard for us. Like, and I'm not, I don't mean like, I just didn't like the way he squeezed his toothpaste. I'm not talking about that. Yeah. I'm talking about deep. Like, I cannot hide, you know, like you just feel for, I felt super like exposed. I don't know. It was a whole thing. It was hard. So it's nice to be able to know that, you know, we've navigated some things and dealt with some things and, and then I dedicated the new book to him and, forgot to tell him. So when I got a shipment in, I had a shipment of books when I got home from the beach. And so I gave him one and he was like, well, you didn't even tell me you dedicated the book to me. And I was like, well, but you read it. So we're all good.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. I know. I dedicated my book to Perry and Caroline, and I don't think either one of them have even noticed at this point. It means so much to them.
It's so tender.
I don't think they've even noticed.
It's so tender. So, I gave one to Alex last night and he said, oh, I may read this one. So that was... That was sweet, you know?
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. I know I was doing something with somebody earlier, like an interview, and they were like, now, has Caroline read all your books? And I was like, no, I don't believe. I think she read maybe the first couple of chapters of Sparkly Green Earrings, and I think that's about it.
Alex read the first two, but he has not read anything. That was when he was young and impressionable and you know. But now, maybe he'll read it. I don't know. Maybe I'll read it to him. That would be a fresh way to punish him.
Yeah.
To do some chapter reading at night.
Sit down here and listen to your mother.
Listen
read
to your
her
mother
book,
read
you?
Her book. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, God.
So he I don't know. He's never been more of a 17-year-old boy than he is right at this moment, is what I'll tell you.
Listen, they all are. It's where we are. Mm-hmm. It's where we are right now. Mm-hmm. So
but I did start watching something at the beach. Well, we watched a lot. Well, we didn't watch a lot of Netflix, but we flipped around a lot on Netflix, I should say, because you know, trying to reach some sort of consensus about what we're gonna watch is difficult.
Oh, I can't even now.
But there is a Jeffrey Epstein documentary on Netflix.
Yes.
Listen now.
I haven't started it yet.
Some of it is, I don't know if it was in conjunction with ABC News, because some of it is, they interviewed some of the people who were also interviewed on the ABC News podcast about him that I listened to back in the winter.
Okay.
But it's a whole different thing to see it, you know, like it's a whole different thing to watch people's faces as they're telling their stories. And it's a whole different thing to see footage of him being interviewed. And it's disturbing. I would say if you have any, if it's difficult for you to hear stories of abuse, I would not recommend it. Because it would be very triggering. It would be very difficult to sit through. It's just such a case of somebody hiding in plain sight over a really long period of time, you know, and really just able to get away with so much because of how he manipulated people, because of how he He just kind of kept on going, and, you know, people would try to confront him, and he just didn't let much stop him. So had a lot of enablers around him too.
Wow. That is, I mean, it's just crazy. I know I saw that the other night, and I didn't know that that was, and I was like, oh, I'm putting that on my list just because
it's good. I mean, there's a whole thing, you know, what amounted to justice for him, initially when he was tried in Florida is astounding. It's sickening. I mean, it really is. Wow. So, anyway, but I'm not finished with that, but I have started watching that. And then of course I've still made time to watch and listen to Take Me to the Pilot, Ben Platt's version. Double digits.
That's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I listened to it today when I walked. It's super important. And
okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, I have been watching, I don't remember if I had started it last week when we talked, I was going to, but I'm almost on the last episode of Sweet Magnolias on Netflix.
Oh, do tell.
Listen, there are times when you can physically see them acting. You know what I mean? Like it.
Whatever do you mean?
Yes. Like there's one where somebody passes out and like the whole, like I want to make it a GIF or a GIF or whatever that I use because it's the most dramatic pass out you've ever seen. Like it's, you see her eyes roll up in her head as she slowly falls to the floor. And I'm like, okay, this is, but I will say it's sweet and it's mindless and it's a love story and it has been good in light of everything going on in the world just to have something that's like, this is like cotton candy for my brain. Like this is in no way challenging me, or it's just, I can watch it before I go to bed and it is just a whole different deal. Although it's weird how your brain starts to, because like there's different things where they'll be in a situation and I'm like, well, they're just in that big crowd. I mean, look at them at that baseball game. And then I'm like, oh, this is on TV, you know, but it's like, it's weird I don't know. It's a weird shift that my brain, I was like, that's weird that my brain has started to think like that.
Yeah. I've had that happen watching like several things where I'm like, do they not understand how close they are to each other?
Yeah.
They're not aware of how close they are to each other.
Yeah.
And even watching the Ben Platt concert, you know, you just see everybody, like it's in Radio City Music Hall and people are in every single seat. Mm-hmm. And you think, when will we ever get to do that again? I assume we will, but like, just the fact that it only took a short period of time for that to feel like a big exception as opposed to the rule. So I'm like, oh, they're just right there up on each other. My goodness.
Yeah. It's very strange. So I've watched that, and then I'm trying to think, that really has been the bulk of what I've watched. Of course, I've watched Real Housewives of New York and Beverly Hills.
I'm behind. I didn't see them last week.
Okay. This week was something.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Okay. Okay.
It was New York. New York especially was something. So I've watched those. Of course, I've continued to order books off of Amazon that I have not actually picked up and read because my brain just is not in a reading frame of mind.
Well, we're not far from the Royal We sequel coming out.
No.
I mean, we're just a few weeks away. I think it's
we're so close. Well, and then I'll tell you what else we're not too far away from: July 3rd, Hamilton being on Disney Plus.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I don't know if you've seen it today, but in Knox McCoy's newsletter that he sends out, his subject line was from Hamilton, and he mentioned that in his new book, which actually came out today, which is called All Things Reconsidered, that he did a thing throughout where he worked in lines from Hamilton throughout the book. And I thought, well, I cannot wait to see that. I will appreciate that.
Yes.
I think it's so brilliant, and I'm so happy that we're going to be able to see it. And I anticipate that I will weep. I mean, that story is heavy enough.
Mm-hmm.
That story, in light of what is presently going on in our country, I think it takes on a whole different dimension.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited to see it. I'm really excited to see it.
Me too. I already told Perry and Caroline, I was like, I don't care what you have planned. Clear your calendars for July 3rd, which thankfully is not going to be hard to do. Clear your, you know, because we're going to sit down and watch it together. Because I want to watch them watch it.
Yeah, I want to watch Alex watch it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I have anything else of note that's that's going on. I don't know. I need to put some dishes in the dishwasher. We did have our kitchen and den and laundry room painted while we were at the beach. Our friend Nicholas came and actually did the whole thing in one day. I don't have any idea how do you do that in one day? I don't even know. But but anyway, he took everything off the walls, and so now I'm in that weird place where I'm like, well, I need to put stuff back up again.
Yeah.
But I don't really necessarily know if I want it like I had it. So I feel like I could stay in this place for a long time, you know, where maybe I just don't have anything on the walls and let into the
house. Let me point you to our, about 5 years ago, we closed in two of the windows in our master bedroom and I took down all the pictures off the wall and we sealed that up and we painted it and everything. And I'm going to tell you that those pictures are still sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
So I get what you're saying. Like it's, because now we're at the point, it's been long enough now where I'm like, well, now I think we're probably going to end up repainting the room at some point. So there's no point in taking them down or putting them back up because then we're going to repaint.
Well, you said you were going to paint it at some point during the pandemic.
I did. Mm-hmm. And it just, that never happened.
Listen,
that was,
here's what I'm going to tell you. You need to take that off your list. You need to take that off your list. You need to, I think there are certain things where there's some freedom in, just saying, you know what? I am not the best person to do that anymore. I am not the best option for completion. And I would just remind you that you painted an enormous mural in Caroline's room. And I think that you're done. I mean, you know, like you've done your time. You've done your time.
That's kind of where I landed with it, where I eventually thought, you know, the thing about this is this is perfectly good paint. There's no reason that it needs to be painted. And at some point, dark colors are going to come back in. Mm. And so I'll just be on the cutting edge of that trend. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to leave it. Cause to me, the thing that got really daunting was, and see, it's what you're going through right now. If I paint, I can't just paint our master bedroom because our master bathroom is the same color. So then you have to paint the master bathroom. If I paint the master bathroom, well then technically our closet is that same color. So then am I taking everything out of the closet and painting? No. And that just feels, and I mean, you're talking days and days and it's the room where we sleep. And if you're painting, you're not going to go sleep in there. It just, the whole thing just felt entirely too ambitious. And I decided, you know what? I think it's a good color.
Well, I think it's beautiful. I think you just,
well, nobody ever goes in there except us. Right. So,
well, I love the change on that end of the house because it was kind of a dark gray blue when we moved in and which felt dated then. And then the blues kind of all came back around. And so we rode that way for a little while, but it was starting to look, you know, there's just a point where paint starts to look really dull. And so, and I wanted it to be the same color as our living room and our hallway. So it looks great and so much lighter out there. But now, you know how our kitchen, our ceiling is vaulted all the way up to the beams. Like it's, so now I texted my friend Grant this morning. I was like, so now we need to paint this, right? Because it was kind of a stain on that wood that had a lot of gray in it. And now it doesn't look right with the, with the new walls. And so anyway, it's going to be great when we get to the end of it. I just feel like really for the last year, we have been in some sort of, well, this thing is leading to this next thing, which is leading to this next thing. But I did, I think I mentioned last week that I'd ordered patio furniture?
You did. Yes. We talked about that last week.
Well, I got an alert. They were going to deliver it Friday. So I had to postpone the FedEx thing, but it's coming this Friday.
Oh, that's very exciting.
So that'll be fun. That'll be something good.
That'll be good. It'll come in just in time for it to be 106.
That's exactly right. When we'll use it the most for sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's delightful.
Oh, God.
All righty. Well, everybody hang in there as we really all try to love one another really well and listen to one another really big and walk through our current state of affairs as best we can.
Yep. That's right. Just keep going. Just keep swimming.
I don't think there's been a day this week when I have not been mindful of and prayerful for George Floyd's family and what they must be going through. And so this is all ultimately, I think, hopefully going to get us to a place where these horrible things stop happening. And that's what we want is for every single person in this country to be honored and valued and to have their lives treated with great dignity and care. So
that's right. That's right.
Hang in there. Hang in there.
All right. Bye, everybody.
We'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.